The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
We had to leave Glenn in kind of a hurry while he was still talking. I don't know if Glenn stayed on the line or not, but Chris, you'll have to tell me that.
No, he got the information he needed.
Ah, okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And so did Bruce stay?
Yes, we've got Bruce on the line.
We've got Bruce right on the now. Line. All right, let's talk to Bruce then. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, Bruce.
You are exactly right. My wife is a true lady, no question about that.
Anyway, I'm laughing. So I'm wondering, is the illustrious Governor Larry, Mr. Hogan, is he going to require the Easter Bunny to wear a mask? And if so, what kind of mask is it? Is the Easter Bunny going to be quarantined after he visits all the households in Maryland? I'm curious. Sometimes I think Larry takes himself a little too seriously. And I'm going to say this. I'll be brief on politics. He's also doing this to get attention. He wants to run for president in 2024.
I don't know about that, but
that's just my opinion.
I'm glad you expressed your opinion, and I expressed my opinion to Robin when I see the updates. His update the other day was almost semi-serious, wasn't it? It was like, you know, he was having a good time updating the people. And it was just the attitude of the update. I don't know if he was trying to be upbeat.
It was better than usual.
But you think it was better than usual? I mean, I kind of like the somber, sober.
I do, but I think we've been in it so long that right. I think you've got to have some uplift with it, too, because people just can't. I mean, I had to stop watching the updates every day. I was watching them every day. You know that. And I probably watch them once a week towards the end of the week.
You must wear a mask, but I'm not wearing one.
Well,
he didn't even have it around his neck. I mean, you know.
He came on with, but no, when I watched the one yesterday, he came on with a mask on. Uh-huh. And when he started speaking, he took it off. Exactly what he had to do. He was fine.
Yeah.
All the guys, he said, everybody's wearing masks until we have to take them off. And he said that the other day, too. You missed that part.
I missed that part. Well, anyway, that's fine. It's fine. But there is something there. Governor Hogan is the chairman of the governor's. You know, the National Governors Commission or whatever they call it, all the governors
in the association.
And he's the chair of that. And I understand that he enjoys this role as chairman of the governors association. So, yep. So anyway, I get
I mean,
what?
I wouldn't say he would never run.
I think, yeah.
Well, he's ambitious. So that's nothing wrong with it at a certain point. But then how it affects all the businesses, that's commerce, it affects that. And he was a businessman, real estate. And
yeah,
he came in as governor about basically implying that the state is a business. We got to run it like, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what he's up to next. And there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I think we have kept our numbers down, and I know some people say it's because it was never going to be as bad. You know, I just think what we have done has helped with this, and I have no issues with that. I really do.
And then the other people that it's it's the end of the world, yada, 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 yada. You listen to some of the stuff and just conversation with people, and it's like, you just look at them like, you know, be cool, you know, it's just...
Be cool.
Well, it's like they take things to such extremes, and I can understand people getting emotional, and they're panicking, it's...
All right, Bruce. Well, look, I appreciate you weighing in today. We got to move on. I appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
See you.
Yep. See you later. So, Robin, you just sent me this thing. Hold on.
I sent you what?
Did you send me this?
I don't think so.
Oh, somebody sent me this. Where is it? Wow.
I don't think it was me.
About pushback on the there it is. USA 9. Where's USA 9?
DC.
Okay. The title of the article is Maryland Outdoor Enthusiasts Pushing Back on Stay-at-Home Restrictions. Quote, how am I violating social distancing when I go fishing by myself, on my boat, from my house? Wrote Maryland fisherman Scott Sewell to a state delegate. Well, Scott's a caller on this show. He's a steward of the Gunpowder River. And Scott is involved with, I think, Maryland Bass Nation and so forth. And that's a very good question. Maryland authorities say they've begun receiving petitions from people and groups wanting to do everything from going golfing to taking out boats while coronavirus stay-at-home orders are in effect. It's completely safe to be out on the water by yourself if you're taking the normal boating precautions, said fishing guide Steve Chaconis of the NationalBass.com. Steve is a buddy, too. Steve participated in the first ever snakehead tournament back in 2006, maybe, something like that.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
This is just from, like I said before, a healthcare perspective, okay?
Yep.
And a common sense perspective. You can't. You have to have an overall thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do every special...
event? Every special...
No, every special need for every person that wants to do a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because if you just don't say blanket overall... Okay, people are going to push it to the nth degree.
That's what they're doing here. That's just why it's called pushback.
I know, but what I'm...
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, you just can't. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, if I go out fishing, okay, why can't I be out fishing by myself? Well, number one, you have a chance of social interaction at the
boat ramp.
If you have to stop somewhere, I know you nature people go in nature all the time. You have to stop and use a bathroom somewhere, okay?
Get a cup of coffee.
Get a cup of coffee. Okay, well, I can run in there and get a cup of coffee. It just, if you don't put a blanket thing over the whole thing, then people are going to push their needs to the limit, and then nothing gets taken care of.
Okay. All right, well.
I'm just saying, that was just my opinion. Sorry.
You're fine. Yeah, you're entitled to your opinion. And I think, you know, some of these restrictions are good. No catch and release fishing. I mean, I understand that because they don't want tournaments and congregations at the dock. And, you know, people tend to congregate all in one spot when they're fishing for shad, you know, like on the upper Susquehanna,
like
Deer Creek and that type of thing.
Glenn's question, though, which one do you get fined for more? Catch and release because you're not supposed to catch and release during the thing, or keeping a fish you're not allowed to keep.
Right.
So that's a catch-22.
Anyway, Steve Chaconis is among... I fish with Steve, by the way. Is among the fishermen and boaters who have been inundating Maryland's Department of Natural Resources with appeals and comments asking for modification of Governor Larry Hogan's stay-at-home order. How am I violating social distancing when I go fishing by myself on my boat from my house? That was Scott Sewell. That's how they started the article. Chaconis says exceptions to the rule, allowing limited fishing for sustenance and allowing kayaking and paddleboarding because those activities are considered exercise, are confusing and tempting many to bend the law. Quote, so what the order has done is actually turned law-abiding fishermen and outdoors people into people who are looking for a loophole, as you said, Robin, or a way around the law. Maryland Natural Resources Police Superintendent G. Adrian Baker said officers are taking action and have written citations to alleged violators who do not comply with requests to obey the orders. Quote, if we see a recreational boater out there, yes, we probably will stop and try to determine the nature of their business. There's an exemption which allows them to be fishing for subsistence, and that may be occurring on the boat. And quite frankly, people may try and find a loophole or bend the rules a little bit. But remember, that's not the intention. The intention is to make people safe. Baker said officers may also ask fishermen who are not from the immediate area to stop and go home. If you're not from the area and you're claiming that you traveled so many hundred miles to come and fish because you need to catch fish in this spot so your family is fed, it's kind of a difficult argument to stand behind, I think. So our officers are going to investigate and make the best decision they can. Officer discretion is always in play here. Baker says the intention of natural resources enforcement is to keep people safe, not write citations. If we come in a situation where there are people not practicing social distancing or there's a group of 10, we're going to be reasonable by first issuing a verbal warning. In most cases, the public has complied. If they don't, then we'll have to take further action. Then the golf community has similar complaints, and you can go online and read that part yourself because we were talking about fishing. This was from Captain Don, came in by email. Thank you, Captain Don. I appreciate that.
Good article, Captain Don.
Very good article.
Very good article, Captain
yep.
Don.
So, all right, let's see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call, if you'd like to respond to Bruce, or if you'd like to respond to anything you've heard here, the article about the fishermen pushing back. Scott, maybe you want to call in. I don't know if you're listening. Hopefully, you know, you are. But and we're getting live updates from the turkey woods, by the way. Youth turkey season. Jared
cool.
said he's got gobbling already, and that was at 5:59. 6:02 was half hour before sunrise. So we may have a turkey on the ground before the end of the show.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Be really cool for the kid.
That would be good. Yep, I hope he gets one. Good luck to him. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris, anybody online?
No, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about.
Say it, please.
I know you want to be busy. So do we. We like talking to people. I got plenty of stuff here, but I would rather just talk to people.
Please call in.
That's what it's all about.
Please don't.
Two-way radio.
Exactly.
Two-way talk radio. Talk radio to WCBM. So, but I will tell you about Bay Country Crab and Supply. They're in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing. And now freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. Catch and release or sustenance. Snakeheads, you can eat them. And now Bay Country Crab and Supply is a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supplies. Is offering a great online discount of 15%. And you can go to their website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, and you'll see right there on the homepage, due to COVID-19, we're offering a 15% off code for all online orders. Stay safe. Take your kids out fishing. Feel free to call the store for more information. And that number, 410-956-0300. And that code is right there on their webpage, so you can go and check that out at baycountrycrabandsupply.com, and wish them a lot of success. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They have everything you need to fish for sustenance. They got the grass shrimp and the night crawlers and the minnows and, you know, live and frozen bait. And if you're going out for perch, you're going out for trout, they got the trout bait and all that stuff. They've got all the tackle to use as well. They've got the trolling tackle. They've got the kids' fishing combos on sale at $19.95, and they come in different little tackle packs for trout or bass or catfish or panfish, and plenty of kids' stuff there. They got the world-famous ugly sticks and pen reels and fluger reels and Shakespeare reels. They can wind new line on your reel. They can fix your rod tip if you busted it in your car door. Or, you know, if you broke a guide off, they can put that new guide back on for you as well. Fishing license and so forth. Why not check out Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are practicing social distancing. No more than 10 people in the store at one time, including staff. And they will maintain your 6-foot social distancing space when you attend. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307, Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957. We'll be right back after these messages, if there are any.
Heading uphill to the forecast this Easter weekend, 60 degrees this afternoon with some sunshine. We're down into the mid-40s tonight, and those numbers certainly much closer to average than where we were last night. And then partly cloudy for Easter Sunday with a high of 70 degrees. Some heavy weather coming in Sunday night and Monday with thunderstorms in the forecast. Some inch and a half plus rainfall total Sunday night into Monday morning for us, and the potential for some stronger storms. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was
perfect,
determined,
Chris.
So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown. The sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
My baby looks good in camouflage too. She didn't wear it enough. Are you ever going to hunt with me? You ever going to go sit in the stand with me?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's one of, you know, whose stands that has windows and...
Yeah, I know. You like the luxury box.
Yep.
I kind of like it, too, to be honest with you, you know. So, but I'll tell you what, I get more satisfaction of being in my climber, you know, just sitting out there, just me on the tree, you know, watching the world go by, you know, the wind and watching the wind's effect on the animals, you know, when they catch my scent and that type of thing. I mean, it's just, that's part of the whole deal. Part of the whole deal, you know. So sitting in a box, sitting in a redneck blind or something like that, you know, that's fun too, you know. But you can get the animals up close, you know, and you can watch them, you know. I saw something interesting. Can't think who it was the other day. It was Jim Shockey talking about trophy hunting and how people are critical about trophy hunting. He said, people got to realize you're not just out there killing. You're selecting one animal out of the herd to take, you know, and you're not, it has nothing to do with, you know, wiping out the species or anything else. It has everything to do with selecting that one animal that's probably already bred in past its prime, a mature animal, maybe a little bit more than mature, and you know, targeting that one particular animal. You're not out there killing everything that moves. I thought it was an interesting point that he made. I don't know if Robin disagrees with me or not, but, you know, it doesn't.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
I was answering one of our callers.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have the other half of the brothers on the phone.
Oh, really?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you, Robin?
I'm wonderful.
Hey, Mark, a brother from the same mother.
I overslept. I missed the call. I have to catch it on the podcast.
Yeah, you will. Or call him.
It was a good call.
You can call your brother. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, I know he's awake.
Exactly. How you doing? Are you sheltering in place over there in Delaware?
Yeah. I mean, what choice do you have?
None.
My sister is missing your Harris Teeter over there.
I'm missing everything over here.
Yeah, we've been doing the curbside pickup at some of the stores.
They lost my order the other day.
Yeah, they lost the order. That was fun. And, you know, so it's...
I'll tell you one thing, and I thought about it. I might go stick with this curbside pickup because I don't go in there.
Yeah.
And I don't impulse shop.
You can still impulse shop online.
Not as bad as I can if I see it in my face and can touch it.
Uh-huh.
I go back and check my order and rethink it.
Really?
I did go to the grocery earlier in the week.
Yep, me
for
too.
The first time. I guess it's every week to 10 days I get out. And most of the customers were wearing masks, filter masks.
Right.
A couple had surgical masks, a little light cloth. And then the others looked like they came in to hold up the place.
Exactly.
I was thinking that the other day. What do you do if you go into a liquor store? You know, I mean, before it was no masks, no hoodies, no, you know.
Yeah. Now masks are required.
Masks are required.
Imagine what the policeman says. So, sir, please describe the perpetrator to me.
Yeah.
Who's wearing a mask.
Yeah. Average height, average weight.
The only way you got a chance to catch them if they don't wear a mask nowadays.
Yeah,
and now, you know, it's funny how our priorities change. No shirt, no service, no problem.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, well, did you see our biggest worry that somebody doesn't have on shoes or a shirt?
Did you see the report from, I believe it was at the Netherlands the other day, that there were a bunch of nudist sunbathers out? And they were practicing social distancing. And the police came along and said, folks, we appreciate you practicing social distancing, but you're going to have to put your masks on.
Oh, God, all those naked women running around and I can't take a flight.
Well, Mark, goodness gracious. This is a family show. Hey, I can send you some videos if you want.
Oh dear God.
Brother, I got no problem.
Yeah, no kidding. What my favorite one, it only lasted a few seconds. Guy says, yeah, my wife and I were sitting there at the marriage counselor and she was going on and on about no love and no affection and all this stuff at the house. And he said that the therapist got up from behind his desk and he walked around his desk and he gave my wife the most passionate kiss I think she's ever had in her life. And he looked at me and he said, can you do that 3 times a week? I said, well, yeah, doc, I can get her here Monday and Wednesday, but Fridays I go fishing.
I have read that in New York there are going to be a lot of divorces once the courts reopen.
No question.
I have no doubt about it.
And discover not only don't they know each other, they don't even like each other. But well, on the other end of the spectrum, speaking of a family show, there are going to be a lot more families starting December.
That's correct. And in 2033, what are we going to have
quarantines.
Yes, we'll have a bunch of quarantines.
I thought about that, but I also know if they didn't get pregnant in that first week or two, after 3 weeks with your husband in the house?
It ain't happening. Social stuff.
You know, there is a thing about, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence. Yes. Well, distance, absence. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that other thing, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, we get along really well most of the time, okay? The 90% of the time. But it's nice when we each have a minute when you're on the road and you go to your by yourself and I've got a second to breathe, you know, because I always went to work and now I can't work. And, you know, it's just.
Everybody needs their space.
You do, and you don't realize you need your own space because you have it. And when it's taken away from you, you're like. What did I say yesterday when you said I decided to walk around the property? I said, I wish I had known because you told me you were coming home. I would have thrown a party for myself.
All right. We got callers.
Mark,
not that you're not important, but we'd like to give a fair shake to the rest of the world out there.
Actually,
that's okay.
But thank you for saying that, Mark. We are supporting local businesses, and we actually ordered a pickup for our Easter dinner.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
so. We're doing that this year.
So,
I hope you enjoy it.
You do too, buddy. Have a blessed Easter. We'll talk soon.
You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Walter in Middle River and then Michael in Parkville. Good morning, Walter. How are you this morning?
Morning.
You there, Walter?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alan?
Yes, sir.
Alan now?
Yep, this is he.
Okay. Alan, I've been listening to you for a long time. I've been traveling up to Carroll County. I've got 14 and a half acres up there. And every Saturday and Sunday, want to go up to hunt, mess around on the property. And one morning I was going up there, I was listening, turned the radio on, I heard you back in, I bought the property up there in 1964. And I've been listening to you, turn the radio on, I listened to you there, and I'm still listening to you now.
Wow. Well, I've been on since 1988, 31 years this year. So.
When you came on, I know it's been a long time, and I really enjoy it. And I've been hunting up there. I've killed a deer up there almost every time I've gone up.
Wow, that's good. Hunting. Yeah, man.
And I know you do a lot of hunting yourself, you know.
I do my best. Yep.
And like I say, I'm 93 now, and I bought that property up there in 1964. So every time I went up there, I've been listening to you on the Saturday morning hunting, you know, whenever time fishing, even time when they're fishing down the Bay Bridge and all that.
Yeah.
And, but I'm going to put it up for sale.
Okay.
Would you be interested in advertising it on the radio?
Sure. When I hang up, okay.
Okay.
You stay on the line. Chris will put you on hold.
Okay.
And he'll get your phone number.
All right.
How's that sound?
I appreciate that.
And then we'll call you probably first of the week, and we'll have a conversation. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Have a nice Easter.
Thanks.
And Walter, 93, yes. Buddy, I hope I make it.
I gave hunting up a couple years ago because I've had the shakes in the head, and I was wounding too many deer, so I thought I'm going to give this up. I can't.
So, wise decision. Thank you, buddy.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you, Walter.
I'll let you too.
Uh huh.
Bye.
Bye bye. Michael in Parkville.
Hello,
Mike. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a few questions. It's my understanding that you can hunt and fish for sustenance.
Correct.
Okay.
And crab.
Now the trout. I listened to you last week. You said they stopped stocking because of the COVID. Was that
right.
Correct? Or
yes, that's correct. They did. They did limit the trout stocking. There was some. They had stopped it, and then there was limited, and I don't know where, whether that was extreme Western Maryland. I didn't really follow up on that, but, you know, online, I didn't really read the press release about limited stocking, but they are stocking some areas. So yes, you can fish for trout.
Practice. Okay, because I'm right down the street from the Gunpowder River. The day that Larry Hogan made an announcement that he was going to shut the state down, I didn't have a fishing license. I didn't buy one yet.
Right.
And I was down there just went for a hike, and there obviously there was a hole where there's there was some trout in it, and the guys were probably 2 feet apart. There was like 9 of them. They were all in a row.
Yeah.
So obviously that's where the trout were congregating. But
sure.
And I did see one guy fishing by himself, and I saw him with the trout. But I'm not going to spend a lot of money. I don't have waders and all that. So
yeah. Are you over 65?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting there, but I'm not. I've never really river fished much, so I don't know much about it. Most of my fishing was done up in Minnesota, on the lakes.
Right.
And I've caught all my biggest fish through the ice, believe it or not.
I believe it, yeah. Who do we see? Somebody sent us a picture of a big northern that they caught. One of my buddies, his brother lives out there in Minnesota, and they still have ice. And giant northern pike. That was really cool the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to live up in Ely, which is about 2.5 hours north of Lake Superior, and
right.
Yeah, they still have snow on the ground up there and ice. So winter stays long up there. It's just a different world. But what do you use when you fish for trout on the streams around here?
Oh, a lot of people use trout bait. These paste baits. They come in a little jar. They're called Berkeley Power Bait. You can use that. You can use any live bait, any nightcrawler or small earthworm. You can use mealworms. You can use spinners. If you don't want to fool with bait, you can use inline spinners like MEP spinners. You can use that would be probably the best or the most popular baits for trout. You know, some people use Velveeta cheese, a ball of Velveeta cheese on a hook. Some people,
I've heard like mini marshmallows.
Mini marshmallows will work, sure, if you want, sure.
They'll hit just about anything, huh?
Yes, they will. I caught one on a gummy worm one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then so the turkey, I mean, if I don't know anyone with property on
right.
the shore around here, so like you were talking, traveling might be a problem. But most of the time, I've hunted up in Green Ridge State Forest, and the camping is closed up there.
Right.
But they didn't say that it was closed for hunting.
Right.
Okay.
Got it. Well, no, some of the state parks on your side are closed for turkey hunting. So, you just got to be careful. Now you can hunt like Loch Raven, but the reservoirs are closed. So I don't know wait a minute. Can you hunt Loch Raven? I don't want to put that bad information out there. I don't think you can.
No.
I don't think you can hunt any of the reservoir properties for turkeys. But, some of the parks are open over here. Tuckahoe's open, and there's a couple other ones right across the bridge that are open as well. So
they have turkey?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because I've seen turkey up at Green Ridge, but...
Green Ridge, there's plenty of turkey at Green Ridge, yeah. You can go up there to Green Ridge if you like, that's for sure. I got a buddy that's going up that way.
Area because I've hunted it before, so...
And that
opens Saturday?
The 18th, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to keep you, but I appreciate the information. Now, on the trout, are those... Do you use a smaller... Try to go with, like, smaller hooks on those?
Oh, yeah. I've always... the standard for live bait for me has always been a number 8 or smaller. They have a relatively small mouth, and if you're going to put a marshmallow on, you want to hide the hook in the mini marshmallow. If you want to use a ball of Velveeta, I'd get a set of small treble hooks or some that have wire wrapped around them for paste baits like that. you know, so, I mean, if you go to tackle shop, just if you go to Clyde's, just say, look, hey, set me up for some trout. That's all. And they'll help you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll do that.
Yep. Clyde Sports
Okay.
Shop.
Well, thank you very much.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed
Easter. Bob on the line.
Bob on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
How
are you?
Good morning.
Bob on the line in South Carolina.
Why are you in South Carolina? Do you live there?
I kind of sort of live here, yeah. For the time being. I'm trying to evacuate back to the semi-civilized north.
Uh-huh. I got it.
He's been down there for a while.
Yeah, I know.
I've been here for about a year, but you know, yeah. It ain't home.
I got it. I got it.
So how's things with y'all?
Well, guess y'all, man, you adapted that real quick.
Oh, no, I've had that for a long time.
Oh, okay. All right. We're good. I mean, everybody's healthy here, and, you know, family's
same
good.
So. Yeah, so. We've got another baby on the way, so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Another girl.
Another girl. Well, that's all right.
Boys in Lynchburg, you're going to have two girls here, so there you have it.
Well,
up and down the coast.
Up and down the coast. You're going to be a busy man traveling to see all
those
great.
You know, it ain't that far away, and that's good. But getting back to Maryland is about a six-hour ordeal.
Yeah.
So.
Ordeal is right.
Ordeal. Well, yeah.
It took us a long time to get to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that was a long trip.
It's
a long ride from here, and I'm basically in suburban Charlotte.
Got it.
And it's still a long ride to Myrtle from here.
Yeah.
And Myrtle's a nut house.
We found that out. We were there during Black Biker Week.
Oh, yes, that's a real treat.
I mean, it was a hoot. We enjoyed. We loved it.
We had fun, but it was loud.
It was just a loud time of to be there, you know?
Yep.
I mean, 24 hours a day, there were motorcycles in the street. So.
Yep.
But we had a lot of fun. It was a decent place. I liked it okay. What was it? Thoroughbred Steakhouse, man. That's
Thoroughbred Steakhouse was the best place we ever ate, ever.
One of the best places we've ever eaten.
Yeah, one of the best.
Since we've been together
that.
In 5 years, so.
The creme brulee was the best we'd ever had.
Yeah, I know.
Good thing to find.
Exactly. So, yep. All right, man. Well, have a blessed Easter, okay?
You also.
Thanks, Bob. See you later.
And we've got Captain Don on the line. Am I getting good at this or what?
Yeah, you can read the text pretty well.
I'm psychic.
Yeah, you're psychotic, all right.
Morning, Don.
I mean psychic, all right. How are you, Don?
I'm fine. Your roving reporter.
Yes, sir.
Some snapshots to report.
Go for it.
I saw from my deck a boat fishing, four guys in a boat fishing, no social distancing. No mask, no nothing else, just out there fishing, hooping and hollering in about an 18, 19-foot center console boat. I saw two families of more than four on a public walkway.
Yep.
Fishing.
Yep.
No social distancing, no mask, and
nope.
People were walking by them.
Of course.
That's what I was saying. Thank you, Don, for proving my point.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure I agree with the current policy. I think there should be some wiggle room there. But the other thing that is interesting is the playgrounds are closed.
Yep.
And you'll find the kids, like with their bikes on the ground, congregating around the entrance to the closed playgrounds. I thought that's pretty interesting. Where are the parents? Work crews, more than four, no mask, no protection, no social distancing. So they're working, I guess. But, again, they're congregating on public roads. And we saw all these videos about how these viruses can spread for many feet. And finally, four law enforcement officers congregated outside of a convenience store. Drinking coffee. No social, no distancing, no mask, and it's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know our son-in-law works on a rogue underground crew, and he and his teams have started wearing masks while they're together.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that? Did you see the photo online of the three cops lined up beside each other, but with their backs to the camera and their hands around their faces, looking into a closed Dunkin' Donuts?
I didn't see that one.
But, that was a good one. That was a good one.
And I'm not trying to slam the police because they have a
difficult job. There's no question. They just put up with so much stuff.
Oh my
know?
Gosh!
Yeah.
And what's going on with the city? It's just criminal. I mean, they can't enforce any of these social distancing protection. They can't enforce the criminal laws up there.
Prince George's County, as of yesterday, Prince George's County, 1,716 cases. Montgomery County, 1,388. Baltimore County, 1,072. Baltimore City, 689. Anne Arundel, 554. Howard County, 319. Frederick, 289. Charles, 220. Carroll, 214. Harford, 110. Calvert, 76. St. Mary, 71. Washington, 66. Cecil, 64. Wicomico, 28, Queen Anne, 17, Worcester, 16, Talbot, 13, Caroline, 12, Allegheny, 10, Kent, 9, Dorchester, 7, Garrett, 4, Somerset, 4. The further you get out away from the epicenter of Washington and Baltimore, the healthier you, it appears the healthier you will be.
So. Well, we've got, can I give a shout out real quick to somebody,
sure.
Alan, who's doing something good? We're actually going to the farmer's market today.
Right.
Okay, Don? But
wow.
Easton's Farmer's Market has set it up out at a new place where I think they're 30 feet apart, the stands, and you can't get out of your car. You place your order, you tell them, they'll pack it up, and they'll bring it over to you. And they've got it set in a round, like a rotunda thing where you can drive around to each stand.
A drive-through farmer's market.
Yeah, I mean, I love giving them a shout-out because innovation is what we need right now,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
these farmers won't lose their product and their money. You know what I mean? So I think it's absolutely,
yeah.
I just think that's one of the best things I've heard yet, so.
Yeah, well, God bless all the first responders and all the health care providers in the hospitals because it's tough. It's a tough job, so.
Exactly.
All right. Have a wonderful Easter.
You do the
too,
same.
Captain
Thank
Don.
You, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Got an email from Ken. Almost called you this morning. Headed out to wake my neighbor, sighting in my 6.5 by 54 Carcano. A herd of turkeys crossed a field, 12 hens and 3 big boys close behind. I've never seen that many. Enjoy your day. You and your lady. You my lady.
I like being your lady.
Yeah, I like you being my lady. So, interesting stuff here coming through email. Appreciate that, Tom. Don't know if I'll mention that, but it is always interesting to see the emails come in, the texts come in during the course of the show. You know, when it was just me and the microphone and no cell phone,
uh-huh,
it was a different time because you were, you know, begging for callers and begging for activity and that type of thing. And now people keep us entertained with their emails and their texts and so forth.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know another thing?
No.
Tell me. This farmer's market we're talking about? Okay, I was talking about.
Yeah.
The distillery over here is making hand sanitizer now, and they are supplying all the vendors there with it.
That's good. Yeah, that's cool.
I just thought it was cool. Go ahead.
We got Righty on the line.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Righty, good morning. Hello, Righty. I guess Righty had to leave us. Is that right, Chris?
It sounds like it. He was very interested in talking, but then all of a sudden, I guess he got cold feet.
Well, he doesn't have to get cold feet. He can call back. We have a few minutes left to take some callers. So,
yes,
Righty, call back. You're up next. Hurry up. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Haven't had a recent update from the turkey woods. Sometimes it takes a while to get the turkeys off the roost. They'll gobble on the roost, you know, and you got to do a little tree call to get it, to locate them. And then once you hear them fly down, then they're susceptible. But when they're gobbling from the roost, they can stay there all day. Yeah, well, kind of. You don't know anything about turkey hunting, do you? Don't care, do you?
No, I know you enjoy it now.
I do.
Which I think is really cool because you've never really done it before. So.
No. No. I really was never. I mean, I turkey hunted with some of the best in Maryland. I haven't hunted with Doug because he's out, you know, but I would love to. But I have turkey hunted with some of the best. And, you know, just never was able to seal the deal until I hunted last year with my buddy Bobby Dutrow. So.
And we've got Jeff on the line.
Jeff, good morning. Hello, Jeff.
I'm not doing good at this.
There he is. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning.
A blessed Easter and Passover to everyone. I was saying hello and you guys weren't there. It's interesting, Alan, you were just giving the statistics, and I agree 100%. As you get away from the metropolitan areas where obviously people are very close, the numbers drop dramatically.
That's correct.
For the Wuhan virus are nothing to what Fauci and Burks said they were going to be via models, not reality,
right,
but models. And
yep.
I think that what, in my opinion, if I'm the governor of Maryland, I'm looking at areas where, as you alluded, Alan, there's nothing compared to what we have with influenza. And I think that we need to start opening the state. I think that the people of Maryland, generally speaking, will do the right thing. As the previous caller was saying, he was seeing people who were not, I don't like the term social distancing. I'll use the term using common sense, as our mothers told us, wash our hands, keep your hands from your face, so on
right.
and so forth. I think for the most part, at this point in our lives, people will do the right thing because, my golly, who even wants to get the flu or get sick? So I think it's incumbent upon the governor and his responsibility to start looking at this strategically and surgically and saying, okay, a lot of these counties, we need to open them up because my heart bleeds. I'm in the transportation and distribution business, and it's impossible at times for those who get all the products to the hospital, get all the products to the store, so on and so forth, to really keep common sense distancing just because of the industry that we're in. But, again, I think that the herd immunity is
yeah.
also something that really needs to be considered, because if we don't, we're going to sterilize ourselves into oblivion.
Absolutely. Exactly.
We need to take care of the elderly. The nursing home should have been bolted down immediately. If you have underlying medical conditions, do what you can to keep yourself safe. If you're sick, stay home.
Jeff,
the rest of this,
Jeff,
the business of America is business, and we
Jeff,
can get back to business.
Jeff, appreciate that. Yes, sir. We got to move along. I appreciate the comments. Have a nice Easter. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. I think we have Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard, and then Phil. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Hey, I'm an avid deer hunter. I know nothing about turkey or turkey hunting. And I don't know if you remember, but, you know, we got a place in Tennessee, and I've been back.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Sure.
Okay. Well, last Saturday, I was in Tennessee, and there's actually a radio program not too dissimilar from yours about the outdoors.
Right.
And the guy's saying, you know, today's opening day of turkey season. I'm like, well, that's cool.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, we looked at our window,
and
there's a turkey right there.
Sure.
Now, I've never seen this before. There was two big gobblers out there, and they fanned their tail feathers. What does that exactly mean?
That's called strutting.
Okay.
And that is a courting dance. And it's also a warning to other gobblers.
Okay.
Okay. I'm bigger than you. They puff up like a big old puffball.
Yeah, it was. It was really, I've never seen it before. It was
yeah,
a gobbler,
yeah, it's.
And a hen. And I'm
yeah.
like, man, they look twice the size.
Yeah, the gobbler was showing off for the hen. Look how magnificent I am. And if you get close enough, you can hear them actually make a noise they call drumming. It goes,
Yeah, we were in the house looking
yeah.
out at them, you know, but I thought, look at this. This is cool. Normally we're just watching them walk around.
Yep.
But when they, you know, it looked like the typical Thanksgiving turkey picture, you know what
yep.
I mean?
Exactly right.
And I didn't. Do they ever spar? Oh my God!
They fight. They fight. They are horrible fighters. That's why they have those. They have spurs on the backs of their back leg. I almost said hind legs. Their legs.
Uh-huh.
Turkeys only have two. They have spurs on there that are like an inch long, and they'll roll over on their back and spur each other with those spurs, just like a cockfight. Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
Wow.
So. Yep.
Learn something new every day. Maybe I'll take it up when we get down there.
There you go.
My wife's still down there, and she was sending me pictures yesterday of, you know, they're right outside the darn window.
Sure.
But,
all right. Well, Richard, have a blessed Easter.
Stay safe. Hi,
yep.
Robin.
Hi.
Happy Easter, everybody.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Richard, the crab soup guy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Let's talk to Phil.
Oh, I love his crab soup.
Let's talk to Phil. Good morning,
Alan.
Phil. How you doing, buddy?
It's not Phil, it's Bill.
It's Bill. Okay, it's Bill. I recognize the voice. How you doing?
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm heading home from work, but so if you're sustenance fishing, are you also sustenance hunting? Does that mean you don't have to abide by the rules of how many fish you can catch?
You gotta abide by all the rules.
If you're sustenance fishing or you're sustenance hunting for food, then why would you have to abide by the limits that are given? That makes no sense to me. If you're actually truly going out to catch fish for your family or you to eat, then why would you, holy crap, this guy's blind of food. Why would you be held to the limits? Because you're not held to the law. The law says, you know, you got to do certain things.
Right. So, Bill, you're in law enforcement. Why don't you sort that one out? That's one I can't answer. I have no idea.
I just things I ponder as I work overnight. You know.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you can hunt for. But the directive says that all the game and fish laws still apply. So even if it's quote sustenance fishing, you know, and you're fishing for food,
it's mind-boggling that if you're going out to fish and you're going to catch, you know, you're not supposed to catch and release, but to catch a largemouth bass. And I don't know if you've ever eaten a largemouth bass.
They're not that good.
Not
I'm with you.
Top of my list.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff, but.
It's complicated.
You and Robin have a great Easter. I'm heading home getting
breath. All right, Bill. Take care, buddy.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.